With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power? Feel the power of Double XL.
Positive Power 21.org, Internet Radio.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hey, 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 my name is Davis and I'm from Haiti, but I live in Dominican Republic. I'm here, Positive Power 21, Jerry Royce Live Worldwide.
Hey, what's up, family? What's going on? What's going on? Welcome, welcome to Late Night. Late Night with Jerry Royce Live Worldwide and the beautiful Kelly Holland. Thank you for tuning in. We hope everybody's having a great week, I know it's been hard out there. My father always say, Dad, what you doing? What's up? He said, bad news. I said, you got to stop watching it. That's all they do. They just roll it out at you.
That's right.
When you have access to as much information as we have in seconds, man, you can find out what's going on in your community because they send out an alert. There's a gunner on alert. You know, police is in foot chase or car chase or whatever. You know, so you gotta leave it alone. And then you find yourself sitting there looking at YouTube, watching the police chase guys with high speed automobiles. But sometimes it's kind of funny, because then they end up going up against the police when they got the same kind of vehicle, 500, 600 horsepower, and then they got the nerves to stop the car and then try to run on foot. Did the police run them over? Yeah, I saw that today. Anyway, we hope everybody having a happy new year. Welcome to Late Night with Jerry Royce Live Worldwide and Kelly Holland. If you guys haven't heard, Kelly Holland has a brand new show. Well, it's the same show, but the format changed. You can catch the Kelly Holland TV talk show. That's right, with Fish Bowl Conversation. That's right. She get questions from her social media platform followers, and she shares them on the air. You know, those that we can read, and you can catch her on Comcast Xfinity in Atlanta, Georgia, on DeKalb County Channel 25 or the Earth Channel, and then you can catch her also as streaming on the weekendchannel.tv, and that'd be 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fridays. That's right, mature audience only. But it's fun. It's a great show. They have, both her and Donna have witty personalities, and the questions are so funny, and the way they answer, I just got a kick out of it. So it's a big hit already, and just one episode has aired. So anyway, catch it on Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Comcast and the Earth Channel and the weekendchannel.tv. All right. Well, I got all that out of the way. Also, don't forget, y'all. Oh, just to let you guys know, because I know some people did text me that Spectrum cable network is going through an upgrade right now. The People's Channel, well, I mean to say the People's Channel is going through an upgrade. He just got brand new offices, brand new station in Carlsbad, North Carolina. So they're going to be moving, I think, out of their dorm and Chapel Hill offices. So they're going to be all situated in one station, because I think they do serve over three counties, which is incredible because, I mean, North Carolina is really growing. Of course, I know a lot of people is moving there because they heard they didn't get bad storms, but I'm hearing they're starting to get winter weather now. And I know about that because I drive down there sometime. So anyway, Congratulations to the People's Channel for moving into their new station. Hopefully I get a chance to go through there and check out their studios. And so be patient, y'all. They said it's going to be a couple more days before the station is up. So I know a lot of you are going to be looking for Ski Jones. But you can catch Ski Jones on the Weekend Channel. Let's go out to my Facebook page, Jerry Woods Live. And you and your kids can watch him streaming off of the Boxcast.tv and the Weekend Channel.tv. And he's also streaming off of Brick TV. That's right. He's streaming on their YouTube Live as well as their multi-cable network in New York City. What's up, Brooklyn? That's right. He's airing in Brooklyn. All right. Let's talk to Kelly Holland. Our special guest tonight is the Karim. He is here. That's right. Dwayne Culpepper, known by many names. That's right. He's the executive gospel Christian hip-hop artist. I guess that's but a lot of them call themselves these days, but more so they're inspirational because they breathe life into our young people. But anyway, let's talk to Kelly real quick before we bring out the Karim. What's up, Kelly Holland? What's going on in your world? What's up?
Hey, 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 Batman. Hey, Baltimore. How's everybody?
And again, Happy New Year. I know it's been a minute since you and I have been on the air. I lose track.
Yes, sir, it is.
That's right. Well, we're in our third week in the new year, and it's our first show.
That's okay.
That's right. We had to take some time. Batman had to take some time off, man. They had me running up and down the road.
There's nothing wrong with that, Batman.
Yeah, so in North Carolina a little too many times and too much of Virginia. You know, I don't know if you ever took Route 29. You ever took Route 29 before going through like Lynchburg and Charlottesville in Virginia?
No.
Oh. But since you got really nice cars, you may want to take that ride one day. That's a fun ride if you have a nice car. I mean, you know,
29 turns into a lot of stoplights.
Maryland. Well, yeah, leaving Maryland, right? You're right. Leaving Maryland is because Tyson Corner. But once you come out of that and you get out of Charlottesville, Virginia, it start becoming like mountains and stuff. And real hilly and curvy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you'll love it.
Oh, you like the hills, huh?
Well, I was sitting up too high to be driving on those. them hills like roller coasters, man. Like, you know that ride called the Superman at, King's Dominion? One of them.
Very familiar with the Superman.
Well, they have several hills like that. Yeah.
Oh no, thank you.
No. But it's
I don't drive safe enough for that type of excitement.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you would love it though. I mean, because you can't even see it.
I'm going to try it out, baby.
Yeah, man. It got to be a nice day though. You don't want to do that when it's getting dark. We had to. My wife said we got to turn around.
What car did you take for all this excitement?
Man, I took a Chevy Traverse, man.
Yeah,
I had to get a big vehicle because my son has too much stuff. He was taken back. Yeah,
I thought you took the Hemi.
No, I had to rent a vehicle. Yeah, man, it was crazy because I thought 29 was going to take us to 95 for some reason, like 64, and then the doggone GPS was, I guess because it was a Friday, and you know how to try to get you home quicker. So it took me down Route 6. Was like it was like driving in Woodstock, but you don't see none of us.
Yeah, Woodstock is a little creepy. You better not do numbers back there. You can hit the trees and be stuck in the forest.
I know that's right. But them people was doing like 55. You know, they used to driving in the back road. They were doing like 55.
You know how they do for their peoples in their neighborhoods. They don't have speed limits like we did.
Man,
people
it was
up
crazy.
70, you hitting 70. They don't care how you drive to Frederick. Mm-hmm. But don't you drive in a city like that. Oh, no.
Yeah, but doing 55 on the back roads is a little scary.
It is.
Listen, people tailgating you because you don't know what the next turn going to look like. They do, see, and they tailgating you and everything.
Well, those blind curves are definitely dangerous. So, people, please.
And then you got a creek.
Be patient.
You got a stream.
Blind curves. You can't see. Yeah. You don't know if it's a tractor trailer about to smash you into
I know.
Hand.
You don't. And then the funny thing is the stream is running alongside Route 6. So if you fall off the road, you're in the stream. There's no dirt. Yeah.
That's more comforting. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, so a girl said, she said, we got to get out of here.
I'm going to crash. I'm
going to
drown.
I know. That's why we had to turn around.
Drowning Kelly.
She said, how long are we going to be up in here? I said, I don't know. It looked like 10, 15 more, 20 miles, I guess. She said, no, we turned around. Let's go back to Lynchburg. So we just went back to Lynchburg.
I'm surprised she didn't get sick messing with all them hills.
Well, that was before the hills. Yeah, that was more so the curves and stuff coming out of. I don't know if you've ever been to. You familiar with that big university called Liberty University, the big Christian school?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised you never heard of it. That's a real big Christian college. And I mean, one of the real big pastors, you know, was running the big president guy. Big. Anyway, 29 take you there. So if you look at that's a huge campus. It looks incredible. I wish I could have took some pictures. It was incredible. But I said next time we're going to have to go early to Lynchburg. I really wanted to see that town because, you know, that town has a lot of history. And I met some people that lived there. And it was a lot of black people there. I was really shocked.
Really?
I don't know if I want to live in a town called Lynchburg.
Oh, my gosh. See how you get. But
the brother did tell me it was named after
people. Right, like, but don't be too close.
Yeah, it was named after somebody named John Lynch. I meant to look it up, but we had a good time though.
I'm sure you did.
Everybody was friendly. All right, anyway, you ready to talk to the Corinth? You ready?
The Corinth.
Yeah, you ready to talk to him here?
We gonna run this back again. Yeah. Oh man, last song, it was incredible. You hear me? Like, I was not expecting him to come so hard
on
that
hard.
Song, and it was all Jesus Christ filled. And so I'm excited to see what he has right now.
Yeah, he got new projects, new artists, new stuff going on, doing this new era for CMG. What's up, CMG? What's going on, man? What's going on?
What's up, Batman? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. Happy New Year to you, man.
You too, man. It's always a pleasure to be in the presence of greatness.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the compliments. But anyway, I'm going to sit back because, you know, me and Kelly, we could talk all night. So Kelly, she will call me on the phone. Y'all would think we don't need to talk on the phone, but we do.
We do. Listen, when me and Batman talk, it's a conversation, baby. You need to set aside at least an hour. Get you a little snack by the phone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a lot going on in the
world. That's my big brother, man. That's my big brother. He's been rocking with me since I came on the scene, so I love that dude.
Oh, man.
We love Batman, too.
I appreciate you guys.
Everybody needs a good Batman.
I appreciate you guys. But look, I'm right here because I'm editing some TV shows so they can air this week. Have a good one. I'm right here.
Well, thank you for joining us, Mr. Karanth. How has it been? Let our listeners know one more time who you are.
It's been a busy year. Yeah, it's been a busy year. Thank you for having me. I thank you for even taking this time out of your evening to even talk to me. You know, I'm just grateful, and, you know, Lord willing, I can continue to do what he wants me to do and, you know, try to get the gospel to these people before it's too late. So, you know, I'm all yours for the next however long Batman got me on the line.
Well, I appreciate you taking your time out for us. That's amazing. You know, and what our listeners may or may not realize is that you're a community leader. Like, your music is out here to touch his sheep, and however we need to touch him. And so kudos to you, black man. You know, we're getting
Thank you. A lot more leaders these days.
You're welcome. Haven't just celebrated MLK Day. You know, it took a lot for us to get that type of recognition. But what I'm seeing more often is that we have a lot more leaders within our communities. And it's not just that one main person, you know, or that conglomerate. It's like everybody everywhere wants to do more good and more good for others. And so I'm just grateful for that, you know, that outpour of love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Go into detail.
Well, I would say I would say four things we have for the future. Me and my label and step off into the film division. We got a new caliber of artists. We try to bring somebody new every year. We try to do that.
Okay.
Everything we got definitely is Jesus Christ in it. Everything. I'm working on a new double album, a new one.
Double album.
30 songs. I've been recording this project for a whole year. So I'm six songs away from the completion. So I got new artists, artists from Jamaica, Nigeria. One of my artists was just on. One of my artists was just on J-Hope Effect. Shout out to King J-Hope Effect. He was just on. Me and that brother just linked up last year to go ahead and put some music out on him. I got Brother Al. Got let me see who else. N8 new album is out right now. The Forbidden Door just came out on Black Friday. And we got Brother Al's new album Behind Enemy Lines that's out, came out in October. We got a TV deal. And we got actors, actresses. We writing scripts now, and you know we're about to give them everything in one complete package and set them snare moving it around. I'm here, Batman.
Yeah, Kelly had to switch lines up.
Okay. All right.
She should be right back. I see her mic is open. Tell you what, let's go ahead and take a quick break while she get her line straight, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing, Batman.
About that time. It's about that time. Let's go. I'm on my own now. This time go ask about the rebel. I'ma get it in, I'ma spit the game, and I'ma get it in on any level. He said, going in, I'm going, you know, I'm here that speak that work. Train my mind up, going this thing in the last no day, this shall be first. Well done, I surrender. I'm about that thing, no white flag. To the devil, you know the things. I'm about my team, I keep the heads ringing. I hear you in many ways, saying I gotta keep you. Reap what you sow, the words you say, you know the thing you're saying out here, gotta keep it. Bring it to the game, standing firm, you know the boy, and I'ma keep your face straight. Train my mind to step the game, to stand firm, you know I'm about this great. Swinging bolos and dolos so loudly, yeah, and y'all gonna hear it. While I walk in, my last days, and I'm out here, now I'm not gonna fear it. I came, I saw, I conquered King Kong, and I beat my chest. Scheming. Wait a minute, now stand firm as I repeat the rest. Lyrics, no gimmicks, I stand firm. I'm out here and I speak the truth. Open the game and I'ma spit the game, and I'ma spit the same out beneath the roof. Mayweather, 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 and I will not lose. Mayweather, 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 and I got nothing to prove. Mayweather, 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 he make it do what it do. Mayweather, 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 this is the game I choose. Mayweather, 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 I got nothing to prove. Mayweather, 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 and I will not lose. Mayweather, 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 this is the game I do. Spit the same, you won't be the same. In this game today, and I will not lose. I'm going in, line them up like Mayweather. I'm gonna win, with Jesus gets no better. Stand firm, good fellas, stellas, push into the lion's den. Ball him out, and I'ma call him out, they enemy, no, he's not gonna win. Run and grab, get what you just had, and don't forget the punch your bags, slash Lugas, no Ruger, sprint like shooters, empty out the duffel bag. I would die, Mark, man, standing here, you know I'm not playing right. Preach the church and reap the work, and preach the thirst, you know I'm not playing right. Run and learn first, the term is work, and you know we're on the preach the church. Empty a clip with the ball pit, man, index here, no, my aim at first. Roll through the jungle, run, man, you know you tumble, and you know you gon' hear the sound. Read the tombstones and count the bones alone, you know this whole gun is gon' see the man down. Bird, get the purpose out here, the working out here, you know I'm gon' be the light. This is the warning shot when I'm speaking, stand firm, you know I'm going to keep it Christ. The passion for life and the blood, you know I'm walking in, it's gonna be lit. Right burner, like Ike Turner, and the words of Christ is in, it's gonna be the counterfeit. Mayweather, 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 and I will not lose. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather.
Yes, yes, it's a Mayweather. I know that's right. Come on, black man. Bro, you can't miss. You can't miss. What's your inspiration on Mayweather?
What happened with Mayweather?
Man,
I looked at Mayweather was the, you know, always, you know, when he did a fight and everything, he was always, you know, claiming he was undefeated. He was always a technical fighter, you know what I mean? He always landed punches to make them count. So at this time of my life, I was in a relationship where I was fighting to get out of this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, spiritually, I was fighting to get out of it. I didn't want to be in it no more. And I was in the middle of recording this album, and I saw a picture of Mayweather. It was like Mayweather and the Money Team, you know, and then one of the producers from New York sent me the music. So when they sent me the music, you know, I heard that track, and I didn't even know what I was going to do with it. But then when I went to the studio, and I saw Floyd Mayweather's picture, that's what came to my mind. And then I just incorporated that, you know, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus is my Mayweather. With him, I don't got nothing to lose. I ain't got nothing to prove. You know what I'm saying? And anything that I go to do with the Lord on my side, I won't lose.
Amen.
So, you know, that's the whole story behind Mayweather. That anybody thinking that they're going to win, just think like Mayweather. Be technical. Land every punch you throw, and you're going to win.
You're absolutely right about that. That brother is absolutely technical. And sometimes I sit back and I'm like, boring. This fight is boring. But he always wins. I'm like, will you just tear him up and knock him out? Like, we came here to see him. Nobody wants to see you go all them rounds. But listen,
but if you think about it,
defeated.
Yeah, he is. And if you think about it, he's smart when he's in the ring. He don't have to knock you out. He just has to win.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But then I like when they get a bag. Then we get to see a little bit of something. But that's off topic. So being off topic, I'll just move on. You touched on something. You said you were in a relationship that you wanted to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Brave of you to be that transparent. Can we ask a little bit? Like, do you have your peace today?
Yeah, I got my peace, you know, from it because when I was in that and I wrote that album, it's like I was fighting for everything. I was fighting for my self-esteem, you know. There was a part in there where I was doing things that could have taken my life, you know, without thought. You know, I was couldn't recognize myself as a king. You know, it was so many things that came with that relationship that made it so toxic to where when I went to the studio, that's all I wrote about. That's like all I could put on paper or put it that could come out of me. So when I got my peace, it wasn't until I went to the Lord and I literally told Jesus, I said, if you need to take me out of this, even in death, I'm willing to go. But
you know what?
When
I'm gonna beat her up, whoever she is.
You know,
when we that bad, we ain't suicidal, maybe homicidal, but we
right. But
she got to go. You exactly right.
But you know, but at that time though, you know, my brother had passed. So when my brother passed, that just really crushed. What you say now?
I said you wanted.
What you say now? I ain't hear you.
Oh, you needed your support. Or what appeared?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I got you. So yeah, okay. So it was like when my brother passed, that was the crushing blow right there. I was doing the interviews, and I was crying on the interviews. I was performing on stage. I'm breaking down on stage, and I was pushing myself to keep serving the Lord. But, you know, the peace that I got in it is that Jesus showed me that he's still faithful, even in all that. So when my brother passed, the Lord just kind of, like, eased me on out of that relationship. He just kind of, like, eased me out of it. And I just glorify him for helping me to be strong enough to usher my brother into the kingdom and to still, you know, not lose myself in the ways of the world.
Amen. That takes discipline and obedience to be going through something and not to default back to what's comfortable, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful. Thank you for sharing. You know, artists go through stuff. We are real people out here. Although we choose to delve in the world of media and entertainment, as well as being shepherds to these sheep. And sometimes I'm the sheep, but glory be to God, that's not at this moment. Amen.
Amen. That's why when I named the album, Undisputed Lazarus, it was basically because people don't get this, but when Lazarus died or what have you, Jesus came and rose from the dead. When you look at the way he rose from the dead, he rose from the dead even in victory. You know what I mean? So what normal man, you know, can do something like that, you know, and still walk around here undefeated in all aspects of life? But Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? So I named it Undisputed Lazarus because, one, I was fighting, and number two, I was rising up from the things that was almost killing me.
Yeah. Everything was increasing on the wrong side. And that's human. That's human. And I'm grateful that you can be transparent. I'm grateful that you can share the sorrows and the hard times, and then also give us your victory, your testimony, the work you put in to cope and to mend and to heal yourself. You know, that side of therapeutic, balancing your mental health. You know, these are things that some interviewers aren't privy to experience. But I'm grateful to you, brother. I'm grateful to you, to Corinth, because you're taking the time out to say, I'm a person. I love my Savior. I did not want to waver. I knew where I was in my steps. God came and brought me back to his glory. God was patient with me. God showed me the way. God saved me. And I am now sharing that with you. I'm now sharing my overcoming with you. That's powerful. That's amazing.
Amen. Amen. Definitely. Amen. Definitely.
All right. Now we're on the road to recovery. What success looks like?
Success is good. You know, it's good right now. I know, being independent, I try not to break the bank. And a lot of people in this industry, you know, a lot of people want to make money and all that type of stuff. And I get that. But an independent artist is kind of hard, you know what I mean, at times, because we want to make sure we move the right way and spend money in the right places and so on and so forth. So success looks good, because the one thing that I go by when putting a film together and even when doing my album, I can't touch it if Jesus ain't in it. I mean, it makes sense. Like, I had an opportunity to put Rick Ross on my album. You know what I mean? And I wanted to do it. But
what success that would have brought. What exposure that brought. And who knows what added on to that connection. Amen.
Exactly. So it was like I had to make the decision, like, was it worth it? Will it be worth it? So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to still keep moving the way the Lord want me to. And, you know, the squad from Prosperous, the squad 2911 is being prosperous. And, you know, we've been standing for about 14 years now. And we're a good label, and we're putting out great content. And now we got films coming out. So I'm happy, you know, to be doing it. But it has its challenges. But personally, I feel, you know, with Jesus Christ on my side, I'm going to persevere.
Amen. You will always persevere. The Lord is amazing. We had a nice little conversation this morning, myself and he and I, because my prayer life is off the woo-woo. It's not doing nothing like it's supposed to. And I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been consumed with X, Y, Z, that I can't even pray to you and not talk about X, Y, Z. Fix me, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You gotta call on it.
Yes, exactly. I need the help. You know, especially when it's gonna be me. I need the help. And so I want to sit there and say, Father, forgive me. Father, heal me. Father, thank you for being patient with me. And sometimes the songs that come out, just like Mayweather, you never know where you are in life. And then here comes this gift from the Lord, this instrument that he cast in someone else, this present that is going to heal me. As soon as I turn on the radio, as soon as I turn on to all streaming platforms, as soon as I come in connection with this word, it's going to affect me. Because
amen. It definitely will.
Amen. Yes. I, it would be nice if we could get conversion rates. You know, this. How many saints did we get off of this interview, off of this song? That would be nice.
You know, I said that the other day when I did an interview the other day, and I said, told the guy, I said, you know, if we as believers took more of the, you know, kept the route of being the image of Christ, we'll know how to present ourselves, you know, to someone that's hurting. Because a person that's hurting is going to tell you they don't know how to fix it because what they're going through is all that they know. So when I look at someone wanting to accept Jesus Christ, it can be scary to somebody saying they want to accept Jesus because it's new and they feel like they're taking away a piece of them, you know, whereas they won't be accepted no more or they're going to lose something. Or, you know, you won't be able to live life the way that you live it, or you won't be able to have no fun. But when I look at the fact, like I told the gentleman the other day, when I look at me, I'll go out and have fun with my friends and things like that. But one thing I won't do, I won't let what happens with me and my friends detour my faith and trying to, you know, shoot for the cross and being more in the image of Christ. So when people see me, they look at it and they look at it like, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, he's having a drink or he's having a beer. Did he say he loved Christ? Me having a drink or me having fun doesn't take away the fact that I love Christ. The image of what I present
like those
is what.
People.
Exactly.
Those
you know what I'm saying?
Judgy people. I don't like those
yeah.
people. If I'm not out here belligerent and affecting my family, let me have my wine. You don't know how stressful my day been. The Lord gave it to me. He let
exactly.
me afford it.
Exactly.
I'm not out here being a fool. I'm still in my right mind. Now, all that other stuff that comes with it, I don't know. That ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
But let me live, please. Exactly. I can't stand those hypocrites because at the end of the day, you're doing something. It may not be what you pointing your finger at me about, but you're doing something. And that's the glory of God that
right.
we are grateful
right.
for, you know, and for his
exactly.
mercy and his grace. Like, you're not about to sit up here in Leviticus and eat to the grave. You better go on.
Exactly.
You better go on.
Exactly.
So eating that seafood.
So it's like, you know, and that's why I say the image of Christ is in us. You know, there's nothing wrong with showing somebody that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's easy to preach to somebody and beat them over the head with the Bible. And it's easy to get a song out or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or put a song out and stuff like that. But when it actually comes to it, like when my brother passed, the hardest thing for me was to help usher him into the kingdom. Now, here you have a lifeless body and he can't speak for himself. So a pastor friend of mine, he told me, he said, son, you want to go in there and speak for him. You know, you want to do the job for him because some people want to see him go fast and some people want to get it over with, but some don't want to let go. So it was like I knew serving the Lord. The servanthood came with, but I didn't know it came with that. So the hardest part for me was to put on my hospital robe, you know, get my anointing on, go in there and say the sinner's prayer for him, even though he couldn't say it, and speak it into his ear and speak it on his body, anoint his body, pray over his body. That was the hardest part for me. You know what I mean?
That's
but I knew.
I've never even heard of that type. Okay, so
yeah,
me. You know, his soul.
So, you know, every time the doctors put on their robe, I would put on mine. When it got down to the point to where, you know, like my pastor friend, I think, shout out to Apostle Trotter. He told me, he said, son,
shout out.
You a believer, so you have to be the strongest one in the room. He said, so ushering him into the kingdom, you have to do it because nobody else knows what to do. So I'm anointing his body. I'm praying over his body. You know what I'm saying? It's for him, interceding, standing in the gap for him. You know what I mean? And the people, the doctors, this is how you know who's believers and who's not believers, even through music or even through when they see. The doctors looked at me in the hospital like I was crazy, like something was wrong with me. Because I started speaking in tongues.
When I they have a chat for you? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, but yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, so when I started speaking in tongues, the doctors was looking at me. And out of all like five or six doctors, there was only one doctor that knew what was going on. And it was a white lady. Mm-hmm. She and after I, you know, was done, I asked her, I said, why are you here? She said, because I believe in what you're doing. And it was out of all five doctors, she was the only one that believed. But when it was over, I said before the room of people, I said, Lord, if you take him, I will still serve him. And that was the defining moment where he passed on. And after I'm still here serving the Lord. Yeah.
You said that, and then he crossed over. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you got me over here crying. Jesus, I love a powerful testimony. Jesus, I do, because it shows the connection and the communication between you and your Savior. You know what I mean?
Amen.
It shows that his ears are open for you, his eyes are open for you, and he believes in your very moment. Although he heard my prayers all the way over here, he heard your prayer. That omnipresent God we serve. Yes, Lord Jesus. I get so excited when I can communicate with my Savior, you know, and I'm not just forcing my own thoughts, the Lord said, you know. No, I get so excited when I say, Father, I need you to stop me. This is what I'm going to do, and he does. I get so excited when people tell me these type of stories. You know, I was given a message, and then I did the work, and then I made my peace. And the Lord received. Oh, man, your brother's up there grateful for you with the wings on. He better be. The ancestors clarify that. But I believe what you just said, that the Lord made an exception. He opened the doors.
Amen. Amen.
To usher him into Christ. And he gave you that time to do so. God knew you would do it. Oh, Jesus, I'm grateful you know my story. And then you sit back and let me put a smile on your face. Yes, Father God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just wiping and wiping and wiping. I love these type of testimonies. This is, it did. You know, the people you want, the burning bush miracles. Like, get out of here. Did you not just hear the miracles? Did you not just hear the confirmation? Did you not just hear that he wasn't alone? It was in the presence of two or more. God said, have a witness. Yes, Father. Boy, I'm over here laughing, crying, and glorifying God. My nose, I got all stuffy.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's energy. I love to hear your glory, my Savior. Amen and hallelujah. Oh, Father, I'm so grateful. Can we just take a moment out for God? Can we just shout out to God with a voice of triumph and sing unto him the songs of the redeemed? Yes, Lord. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. This show is all out of order. We done played the song before the end. I'm over here in tears, ready to go to the Spirit.
Well, that's how the Holy Spirit works. That's how the Holy Spirit works. It always goes in His order, not ours. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. Okay, Jesus, I thank you. Yes, who would have known I would have been saved by this story? Amen. I didn't even know you would hit people up right before they cross over and make a way. I didn't even know that was a thing.
when my pastor told me that, and I actually went and did it. I'm like a student in a classroom. That was my crash course of doing it right then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm learning on the job. You know?
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. You know what? I didn't praise God and took all your time, but we always got time.
No, we good. we good because the message reached somebody. It reached somebody.
We have too many listeners for it to not have reached anybody. We worldwide. Batman got blessed with the connections. We are worldwide and we do well in the local area and even better across the seas. You hear me? So I know we blessed.
I got the glory.
Go ahead.
I gotta definitely say this before we end, because I always got to give Batman his flowers. That's been the most dedicated brother for the past almost 12-13 years since I came on the scene. And he's been supporting and promoting and rocking with us for a very long time. So I just definitely know that God makes a way for me. I'm definitely gonna, bless the brother, because he's one of the reasons why my team gets a lot of publicity. Anything and everything he gets, he's always talking to me. He's always bringing it to me. He's always telling me about it. He's watching what I'm doing. He's supporting. I mean, I don't have to talk to Batman for a year, but I can talk to him the next year. Oh, man, I saw the last movie you did. Great job. He can tell me all about it. So that's family right there. That's family. And I'm going to definitely support that brother and pour into his heart and give him his flowers every chance I get.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And you know what? I concur. I haven't met one like him, and I ain't letting him go. That's my
I wouldn't.
Slash friend.
Amen.
Slash friend. Amen to that. Karens, please let our listeners know, how can they support you? How can they get this new album that you're putting out? Well, album, my bad. This new music that you're putting out. How can they access you, brother, and feel your spirit?
Well, the new album comes out coming out this July, and they can definitely purchase it anywhere while digital music is sold, downloads, hard copies. They can buy it anywhere. We get Squad 2911 has films coming out, and everything being released, we definitely going to have it all over social media. It's going to be on Tubi, it's going to be on YouTube, it's going to be on Pulpit TV, All Nations TV, Abundant Life TV, every film and every short movie that we do. And you can definitely follow CMG Squad 2911 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on all digital platforms. What do you mean?
Your shows.
Your
movies.
Well, one of the main series we got coming out, which hopefully I can cover it quickly, it's called Kingdom, the Love and Faith Chronicles. Mm-hmm. And basically what that is, it's our version of Power. But what it is that the Lord laid it on our heart to show what Christians go through, like really what they go through to get to the point of wanting to be delivered, wanting to, repent, wanting to, give their life to Him. But we're not watering it down. We're showing the hardness. We're showing the hardness. We're showing if a mother's going through abuse, we're showing how she go through it, what's happening, what he does, what she does. You know what I'm saying? The point of, what a person does when they reject Christ, what a person does when they're battling with drugs and that's all they want to do, what a child does when they disrespects their mother. We're tackling everything in Kingdom, and that's why we call it the Love and Faith Chronicles, because, we want people to have faith and know that, that Jesus is the end result. So if you saw Power, Kingdom is something that you definitely want to watch. The only thing different about it, we ain't calling women the B word, and we ain't blowing nobody's heads off. We showing you exactly how we get down in the world of a person that's operating in sin and what they're trying to do to get their life to Christ. We showing them from the very beginning what happened.
Well, congratulations.
And Kingdom debuts March 26th.
Amen. On those platforms. Give them platforms one more time. I don't want to miss it. One more time.
It's going to be on All Nations TV in Houston, Texas. Yep. It's going to be on Pulpit TV. You can download the app. It's going to be on Abundant Life TV. You can download the app as well. And I'm just going to put this bit of big news out there right now. I wasn't going to go public with it, but I'm going to go public with it right now. Kingdom is going to be on the parent company Real TV, that's in conjunction to Netflix.
Oh, yes, Lord, making moves. We don't need your money, Mr. Rap Artist. We are working for the kingdom. We going to get our doors open, and we don't need no deals, no back door, nothing. I love it. I love it. What a strength. You know what? You know you had to live, go through some stuff to be this warrior for Christ. And I thank you for your journey. I truly thank you for your journey. The redemption of it all. Okay? Because we don't want no textbook people telling us what their theory is on life. You got to be a life expert for me to care about what's coming out of your mouth. I need both. Okay? I need both.
You're trying to show, we're trying to show these people, you know, what it is. You know, don't nobody know what I went through before I gave my life to Christ. They don't know how upside down my life was. Don't nobody know. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody know what you went through before you was. You know what I'm saying? They don't know.
No, they don't. But they can get my hands on.
Amen. Y'all better go pop that book.
Hit over the head with unspeakable joy. But no more plugs during your time. So,
man, they better go get that book.
Get it. Yes, yes. Get it and be restored. But let's take a moment out for God. We're going to pray real quick. Then we'll go ahead and close things out. But we're going to play your second song that you submitted today, and I can't wait to hear it. Before we do you want to say anything quick about your side of the bed?
Your side of the bed is basically a pastor taught us how you don't have to wait on the body to be there to prepare for your person or to prepare for your mate. So in this class, they was teaching us how to, you know, be respectful of our wives, you know, come home at a decent hour, live in the orders of Jesus Christ. So every morning I would get up. If I made my bed, I made her side of the bed as if she was there. So that way I don't have to get ready. I'm already ready when she appears.
Oh, that's right. Lovely. Your side of the bed.
That's your
right.
Side of the bed.
Okay. Well, she deserves it. Amen. Okay, let's take it to the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this interview today. We thank you for a day unpromised to us, and yet you gave us your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your consistent love over us, your forgiveness of our sins, your angels that protect us and keep us, and your everlasting, unconditional love, Lord God. There's no one like you, and there will ever be, and we are grateful that we serve a mighty God as such. In Jesus' name, please continue to love us, protect over us, and keep us in your ways. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Batman, any last words?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations to the Corinth on his projects, his movie projects, and short film projects. Yeah. Keep it going, man. Keep it going, because you know we don't want him to outdo us, man. And I'm sure God put on your heart to put these testimonials.
Yeah, Batman, you know I'm bringing some stuff to you. You know I'm bringing some stuff to you. Yeah. Don't even play.
Yeah, man, you got it. As long as you putting, you know, stuff out there that to change people's life, man, that's the main thing. You know, that's the main thing. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, that's right. We don't want God to be. Well, of course, God not gonna let anything, you know, overshadow him anyway. So I'm sure he's gonna keep feeding
glory.
All of us projects that's gonna give him the glory. Amen.
It really is.
Amen.
It really is.
All right, we about to spend this song, man. Again, thank you so much for blessing our audience with you and what you're doing for the kingdom, and keep doing it, man. Don't let nobody bring you down, man, because that's part of the whole plan is to keep us from doing God's work. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I want to let everybody know your side of the bed is on my new album coming out in July.
Awesome.
Amen to that. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You have witness the glory of God on Late Night with Batman, Jerry Royce Live with Kelly Holland, and here is Your Side of the Bed by the Corinth. And never forget to tap back into your unspeakable joy. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Yeah, man. I told that girl I got eyes for, right? But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Along the way, yeah. What's wrong with making your side of the bed, baby?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been doing that for you, so it's about time that you show up.
I love you already. You know, you can't do nothing about it. Right?
Here we go.
It gotta be no robbery, me and you, no apology. Jesus gave you no plotting, see, right hand, yeah, for the God of me. Miss Independent, no mockery, potter's hand, yeah, to the pottery. I got you, ain't no harm to be. Take your coat, yeah, you did the most. To this, the honor will be, the dime will be, the one will kiss your feet. Miss me, yeah, the kiss will be, sign your lips, sign your lips to me. Baby, yeah, tiptoe to me, I loved you without tempting me. In my own first love, the wrong first and the strong first, don't make it wrong first. And the love, it won't hurt. Me and you, we make it work. And pray for you every day we do. And the way he moves and the way he chooses. This day for you, the right plan. On the nightstand, I'm the tight plan. I'm the right man, rub me closely. And close to me, sign love right for me. Right here with you, I hope that you see it. Right here with you, I come to agree with it. Right here with you, I hope that right here with you, yeah, right here with me. Your side of the bed, your side of the bed.
That part, let's go.
Through the door, take your feet off the floor.
Yeah.
Move set, you won't ignore. Daddy got it,
Daddy got
you want
it,
some more. Yeah, I am him, you gotta win. Bedroom slippers, the lights dim. Pray for the war, the night in. One set, yeah, the fight's in.
Fight
rest the feet, and fluff pillows. Set the thread,
come
the
on.
Love you slow. Beat the bed, the hug you more. White sheets, yeah, they cover more. The night heat, yeah, the closer more. The more head kiss, the forehead kiss. Adore those hips, the love don't slip. Massage those trip, the rest those hips. Rest your eyelids, a gift I gotta give. Me and you, I gotta live.
I gotta live
those
yeah.
points, I will not miss. And no cap, I let it rip. Part of me, yeah, the right rib.
My right
Jesus,
rib,
my heart is here. Matrimony, that's how it is. And hand in hand, it seals the deal.
Lock.
Right here with you, I hope that you see it. Right here with you, I come to agree with it. Right here with you, I hope that you free with it. Right here with you, it's where I wanna be with you. Right here with you, and I hope that you see it. Right here with you, it's where I wanna be with you. Fluff the pillows, hit the slippers, and some tea. Right here with you, yeah, right here with me. Your side of the bed, your side of the bed.
Yeah. It's about that time. It's about that time. Let's go.
I'm on my own now. This time go ask about the rebel. And I'ma get it in, I'ma spit the game, and I'ma get it in on any level. He said, going in, I'm going in, all here that to speak that work. Train my mind to go on this thing, and the last no day this shall be first. Well done, I surrender, and you know, boy, I'm about that thing. No white flag to the devil, you know the things. I'm about my team. Mind to step the game and stand the perfect, you know, I'm about to script. Swinging bolos and dolos so loudly, yeah, and y'all gonna hear it. While I walk in, my last days, and I'm out here, now I'm not gonna fear it. I came, I saw, I conquered King Kong, now I beat my chest. Tell him who's king, and wait a minute, now stand firm as I repeat the rest. Lyrics, no gimmick, I stand firm, and I'm out here, and I speak the truth. Open the game, and I'ma spit the game, and I'ma spit the same out beneath the roof. Mayweather, 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 and I will not lose. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. And I got nothing to prove. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. He make it do what it do. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. This is the game I choose. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. I got nothing to prove. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. And I will not lose. Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. This is the game I choose. Spit the same, you won't be the same. In this game today, and I will not lose.
win with Jesus gets no better. Stand firm, good fellas, Stellas, push into the lion's den. Ball him out, number call him out, the enemy, no, he's not gonna win. Run and grab, get what you just had, and don't forget the punching bags. Last Lugas, no Ruger, sprint like shooters, empty out the duffel bag. I would die, Mark, man, standing here, you know I'm not playing right. Preach the church and reap the work and preach the thirst, you know I'm not playing right. Run and learn first, the term is work, and you know we're on the preach the turf. Empty a clip with the pulpit, man, in that here, no, my aim at first. Roll through the jungle, run, man, you know you tumble, and you know you gon' hear the sound. Read the tombstones and count the bones alone, you know this whole gun is gon' see the man down. Bird, get the purpose out here, the working out here, you know I'm gon' be the light. This is a warning shot when I'm speaking, stand firm, you know I'm gonna keep it Christ. The passion for life and the blood, you know I'm walking in, it's gonna be lit. Right burner, like Ike Turner, and the words of Christ, and then it's gonna be the counterfeit. Mayweather, 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 and I will not lose. Mayweather, 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 and I got nothing to prove. Mayweather, 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 he make it do what it do. Mayweather, 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 this is the game I choose. Mayweather, 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 I got nothing to prove. Mayweather, 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 and I will not lose. Mayweather, 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 this is the game I choose. Spit the same, you won't be the same in this game today, and I will not lose.
Listening to Duel Worldwide Podcast.